Hi guys, it's Gerald Porschman here from GeraldPorschman.com. There are so many ways in which we can distract our audience. Rocking and swaying doesn't help. It gives your audience permission to zone out from your speech. Firmly plant your feet as previously described. Use movement when appropriate and move with purpose. Don't prowl around on stage. Be aware of those verbal mannerisms. Words such as, so, okay, you know, right, in it, it's great, gonna, you get it, and so on. Of course, the big one is to try to avoid those ums and ahs. Replace them with natural pauses. And for us guys, well, we got to keep our hands out of our pockets, especially if there are coins or keys in there. The jangling effect is incredibly distracting. Now for you ladies, don't play with your hair when speaking, it's unprofessional. If it looks like preening, the audience could get the impression that you're vain. Tie or clip your hair back for the duration of the speech. You can always let your hair down later. Literally. Now, if you've got some glasses, either keep them on or take them off. As we get older, our eyesight deteriorates. Contact lenses or good bifocal glasses can save the day. Thanks for listening.